I call the November 13th, 2018 regular board meeting of Glen Cove Park District to order. Lisa, please call the roll and note the time.
7:01. Commissioner Bourne is absent right now. Commissioner Kimball?
Here.
Commissioner Ludden?
Here.
Commissioner Underdonk?
Here.
President Brooks?
Yes. Does any commissioner want any item pulled from the consent agenda items A through B are routine? Okay, I entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda items as presented.
So moved. Second.
Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Kimball?
Yes.
Commissioner Ludden?
Yes.
Commissioner Underdonk?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. Okay, motion passed. It's our practice not to address questions at this time. However, Michael? We will take items under advisement. Please limit comments to 3 minutes per person. And none today. Okay. So we will move to Truth and Taxation, an ordinance levying the taxes for the Glen Cove Park District, Cook County, Illinois for 2018. Although a hearing is not required by statute due to the fact that the levy increase is less than 5%, the district still chooses to hold this levy hearing and appropriate public notice has been served. I declare a public hearing open to hear questions and comments on the levy ordinance. And if we have none, the public hearing is now closed. Okay, moving on to approval of ordinance number 889, levying the taxes for the 2018 tax year. Recommended motion as follows. I entertain a motion to approve ordinance number 889, levying the taxes for the 2018 tax year as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? Okay, roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Kimball?
Yes.
Commissioner Ludden?
Yes.
Commissioner Underdonk?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. Motion passed. We will move on to the financial report. Carol, 8 months of the fiscal year are complete. What have you got to tell us?
You know what? Pretty consistent with my previous messages. We're not really seeing anything too much out of the ordinary compared to the last previous fiscal years. Recreation programs are holding their own. We're going to have our winter registration November 28th. So we'll get a good picture moving forward for the rest of the fiscal year at that point in time. A lot, some of those revenues are deferred into next fiscal year. But otherwise, there's nothing really out of the ordinary to report at this time. I know we're starting to sell Watts ice passes. It's still very early and it's very weather dependent, obviously, on what our revenues are going to be for that fiscal year.
All right.
Okay, thank you, Carol. I guess we can move on now to staff reports, beginning with business.
Well, we are finalizing the first draft of our budget to staff. It goes back with more changes to them. Gets turned back into me right before the holidays. Right now, it's looking very positive, so that's a good thing. It's just end of the calendar year. Stuff that we're doing with the budget, filing the tax levy, and preparing for evaluations, and kind of right along with the legal calendar.
Alrighty then. We will move
nothing
on.
Exciting.
Are there any comments or questions from the board? Okay. Rec and facilities.
Yeah, we have new this year on November 19th at Camp Information Night, with the idea of trying to educate residents on offerings, whether they're new to the community or returning or graduating up through our camps. So we're hoping to have that roll out and have a lot of people turn up for it. And we'll hopefully educate them, improve communication, and maybe get some enrollment out of it. So that's exciting. The brochure arrived today. It's going out, so we've been working hard with Aaron on that. Watts, we're on track to open the Friday after Thanksgiving. We're just watching the weather. Watching it for training, and hopefully we'll open on time. Staff was also at the new career jobs fair last month, and we had over 30 people interested in applying for jobs this summer. I'm already hired. We actually already hired our first new camp director this week, so it's exciting that we're making a lot of early progress on that. And then you probably received, if you remember, the fitness center, the survey today. so please fill that out if you can. Already got over 24 responses to it, so it'll be great to see some of the feedback we get.
Great. Any comments or questions?
I think that camp night's a great idea. I got that email today.
Great.
That's great.
Yeah, it really is.
And people are all starting to talk about that right now, so the timing is perfect, obviously.
That's good. Just a reminder that Watts, when it opens on Friday, if it does, fingers crossed, it'll be free all day to get people to come in, check it out. And so in the past, we've had like Black Ice Friday of a couple hours, but this year it's going to be all day, and there'll be a mixture of skating, hockey, broom ball to get everybody excited about the winter season. So
well, it sure is cold enough for it.
I think so.
And you maybe get in now or yeah. while it is cold.
Right.
Because, you know.
You never know.
You never know.
What's the weather again? Like, what's the parameters again for opening?
Cold. Yes.
Thank you.
We gotta freeze. Gotta freeze some. We gotta freeze some ice. Gotta freeze some ice.
Sunshine is the major issue. It can be 60 and cloudy without a problem. It's sunshine the issue. So if it stays cloudy, we're good. So we're hoping for like 30, 32 would be perfect. With no sun. This time last year it was like a swimming pool.
For a sustained amount of time. So we have to build up the ice. So it can't just be one day. We need a good week.
Yeah.
So
it's kind of fun that it's
gonna have a problem.
Yeah, it's going to be cold. It's kind of fun. It feels early. I hope that's exciting for kids, just sort of like they're not thinking skating.
You know, yeah, people walk around the rink looking in and they're really, they anticipate it. We don't let them in, obviously. We get a lot of adults and kids who pass by it and check it out and get excited about it.
Is it possible to take the after school kids over there, or is that just too complicated?
Oh, we do that.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
They do it 2 to 3 days a week.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Ooh, that's nice.
And in addition, South School brings the kids over during school.
Yeah.
But our after school kids, because they're at that site,
that's great.
Utilize that all the time.
And West School,
and West.
And Children's Circle now does it. Well,
oh, the school
holiday.
Oh,
school holiday. Oh,
yeah. Is that? My kids were.
And we are bringing Children's Circle over there now, the older kids also.
They do it once a week in the winter, too. So it's a real community.
And so it's real exciting. Mm-hmm. Well, and that builds interest and connection to the ice, and hopefully that plays out over time very good.
Long-term play.
Speaking of marketing communication.
The village is having a kind of an extraordinary event, I think.
I'll talk about that in my report.
Oh, okay. Oh. I just want to make sure that we're coordinating with them on that.
I'll talk about that.
Okay.
Perfect.
Cool.
Thank you.
Great.
But all of this, as everything else, is marketing and communications. What
Yeah, Bobby just stole half my
thunder. Oh, and Ashley stole thunder. Fabulous. And then Lisa stole some more.
Yeah. Like he said, the brochure came today from the printer. It went to the post office today, so you should
Wait,
have it.
Wait, we have one right here.
I stole one right here. Yeah. So it was out downstairs.
That's a good picture.
Yeah, isn't that great picture?
That's a good picture.
We also did a WADS mailer a couple weeks ago to drive some interest in our class participation for that. It's been looking really good compared to last year with that mailer.
Thanks.
There's still something else I was going to say too. I forget. Oh well.
Erin, would you talk a little bit about the art opening?
Oh, yeah.
Because it was so fabulous.
The art opening was fabulous. So we did a couple of different things to recruit people to come to that. We gave postcards to participants to share with family and friends, as well as flyers. And we also did a mailing prior to the art season starting. Direct mail piece, we purchased a list to get interested adults. To drive interest in those classes. And I think that was really apparent at the art show. I thought we had a great turnout, and we're really seeing.
And it was run very much like a legitimate, as it was, art opening with, you know, wine and a little table and really good art spread out over the facility.
And there's going to be another one in January, so
we're
going to change out that art, I believe, 4 times a year.
It was really nice.
Yeah, 4 times a year, we're going to change it up.
It was a fabulous event for adults.
Yeah.
Brings them into the building.
Mm-hmm.
They get to walk around a little bit. And now you have art on display.
Mm-hmm. Art wall.
That will evolve.
Correct.
I love that.
Yeah, so the plan is to keep changing it season. And then drive interest in, well, where's that coming from? You'll notice the brochures are strategically next to the artwork.
I did notice that. The art is vibrant and mm-hmm. it draws the eye, and it's good for kids to see that too, which is. It peps up the whole lobby, I think.
It does, yeah.
Very talented.
Yeah, very talented group. Very talented group.
Okay, so if there are no questions about marketing and communications, we will move on to safety and wellness committee.
Oh, parks. Parks and maintenance.
Oh, sorry. Parks and maintenance.
As Bobby indicated, just working on getting those open, so it's been a fairly painless opening process, which is always great because you can kind of white knuckle your way through that as everything's getting started up. So that's moving ahead. We're hopefully scheduled, weather depending, to paint the ice tomorrow. So we'll be working on that, getting the facility ready. So for their staff training, Zamboni training, acclimation, that type of thing. On the parks end, we're very hopeful that the weather's going to cooperate enough for us to have our controlled burn, the Everly Wildflower Sanctuary. That will not take place on a school day. That will take place on a weekend or over Thanksgiving break when schools are closed. So we're really excited about that. It hasn't been done well or effectively since 2006 based on our records. So it's long overdue. About every 3 to 5 years is typically the standard for something like that. So moving ahead with that, just wrapping up sports fields all together throughout the district. So just that time of year where it's kind of shifting gears, going from, you know, outdoor operations to the facilities and kind of switching winter gears. We're still wrapping things up over at Woodlawn as well. Won't talk too much about that, but chips came in this week. We're working on getting the safety surface installed. Contractors are still working on the deck. So the cold weather has slowed them down a little bit, but they're on track. So. Good.
And the school, we are in communication with the school about the burn.
Yeah.
So even though it's not on a school day,
yeah,
we still, they are very well aware of it. We've been working with them in coordination with them about the best time of the year and things to do that. So
I'm wondering, will there be a will you notify the immediate neighborhood?
It's been done already.
Do that?
So yeah. It's based on the burn permit through the state. There's all these different levels that the contractor has to do to get the permitting through the state, and that's part of the process.
Because Skokie Country Club does a burn, and they don't notify, and some people are impacted by air quality when that happens, so they can just sort of get out of the way for a while.
Well, they have to be notified for the permit. So my guess, maybe they didn't open the letter, which happens, which will probably happen for us too, so we'll make sure that
certainly
we post signage and things like that.
Signage,
yeah,
that would be really helpful.
Because not everybody reads everything.
We're lucky to have a good contractor that we've had a long-term relationship with. We chose somebody that we'd worked with before we were going to let them start a big fire next to the school.
They do a lot of them.
Pizzo. Yeah.
Sorry?
Pizzo
is the contractor.
Oh, Pizzo. Okay.
Yeah. So they've got a lot of experience in working in this type of environment.
Yeah. What will
special,
it look like?
Permits and things they have to get.
Yeah, and they've done all that through the village and the state, and that's all part of the contract.
What will it look like when they're done? Just sort of like
black.
Like.
So they'll come in. First thing they do is they clear a lot of the brush.
For a second.
And then they kind of excavate out areas. They'll probably excavate out a small area close to the residence to have like what's a fire stop.
Uh-huh.
So you know, hypothetically, if a 60-mile-an-hour wind came in off the lake, fire couldn't move to the house. So they have a lot of like safety methods in place, but it'll burn the leaves, it'll burn the low brush. The leaves themselves and the soil will be like a dark black, and then in the spring we'll see lots of stuff blooming that we haven't seen in a long time. So once you kind of clear away, you can really access that seed bank that's been there historically. So as part of that brush clearing process, they came in, they removed a lot of invasives. Those guys, they just have an amazing eye for stuff that,
wow,
you know, takes a lifetime to get. So
wow,
we were very lucky to be working with them. We've got a number of different natural area maintenance contracts, and they've done a fine job.
Cool.
So very pleased.
When I was there the other day, they had done the part west of the little road there. Are they also going to do the eastern part?
Yeah, there's going to be, well, I don't think it'll be as clear as that, but it'll be similar to that, yeah. Yeah. But it's really open. Very different feeling,
yeah.
But
thanks for arranging.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It'll be really good for the environment in that area. So,
sorry.
Yes.
Chris, do they overseed then, or do they wait till?
So, as part of their contract, they went through in the spring and they picked seed buds. So they'll go through and spread that seed that came from that site out after they do all that. So it's not new product coming in, it's basically what they picked up in their maintenance process.
Oh,
so,
okay. Interesting. Yeah. And then you'll relay the pads or not necessarily?
The pads probably won't be too effective, to be honest with you.
Oh.
that, you know, won't be too effective.
Because I know some people do walk in there and you'll hear from
them. Well, and the leaves are going to burn. I mean, the last time we attempted this in 2011, it rained for like 6 days leading up to it.
Oh.
So if it's really, really wet, it won't work.
Yeah.
So the wood chips themselves, they're not going to spontaneously ignite. I mean, it's not, when you see it done, you know, the flames never typically get more than about 18 inches tall.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's not something that's going to be,
right.
It'll be smoky, like you're burning leaves, but it won't be, you know, call the fire department.
Right.
I mean, someone will. But
yes.
Someone always does. And the fire department knows about it. The village knows about it.
Just like every time there's fireworks.
Yes.
And if you're notified, someone doesn't.
Well, yes. I mean, people call the police on the 4th of July at Glencoe Beach for the fireworks there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, that's not.
Well, I'm just
the ones that are in December. But they call on July 4th.
Yes, they call on July 4th.
I mean,
for that community-sponsored event, yes.
Do you think the fire department has a presence during this? Do they
That'll be up to them. I mean, they're not required.
No, but I was just
I would imagine
curious.
They'll probably come out.
Yeah.
If, you know, it's a slow day, but I can't speak to their manpower level.
Right, so they know about it.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Any other questions?
I had one other question. Milton Park, do we have an update on that?
Well, I sent you an email, but yeah, so we did find the we are able to get two slides. They have to come from China, so it'll probably take.
Before we get terrorists.
It'll probably probably too late. It'll probably take 30 days to arrive. So once we get them, it's about $7,000. But shipping is a big part of that. But it's we'll keep that playground operation for a little while longer. So it's better than the quarter.
Really,
it's surprising it only takes 30 days.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're hoping.
It's a standard. Well, it's not 30 days to install it. It's 30 days for it to come out of truck.
No,
yes. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say 3 months because that's typical.
They're they're smaller pieces, and they're still like a catalog item.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's good.
I mean,
so that was good. So we're lucky that it was just the rotting of the slide surface and not the structure itself.
Yeah.
So
it's better than doing a.
Yeah.
Tear down.
Yeah, I mean, we're obviously just extending the life.
Sure.
I mean, it's not like we're going to get 10 more years out of that.
Right,
Hope we're open for 2 more years, actually.
Yeah, so, it would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
So.
Okay.
They did a great job.
All righty. I was hurrying to my favorite safety and wellness committee. I guess that's you again, Carol.
We're
very safe.
Really, Chris and I are both safety coordinators. We're just finalizing our annual loss control review process with Paterna, so hopefully next week we'll have the final score, but it's looking very positive right now. Nothing major that jumps out.
Okay.
One of the policies that we're passing tonight is for our loss control as part of that, and so.
Yes, I saw that.
Okay.
Any comments or questions? Okay, then we will move on to the executive directory report.
All right, well, we talked about Watts, everything in there. Glencoe Fitness, we talked about our survey, but Adam and Aaron have been working on our promotions coming up for the new year, so look out for those. You know, it's like renew now and lock in your 2018 prices. Bring a friend, get a month free, things like that, and 19 healthy habits in 2019 are some of them. So we're ramping up, and we're expecting our first, this will be probably our first really busy season, because November and December is when people really start joining. So since we opened late last year, we're excited for that. But people really like our atmosphere, and we've been seeing already in the surveys the quiet atmosphere and the, you know, not overcrowded. So, you know, that's what our plan is moving forward, to keep that kind of atmosphere there. We have our Glencoe Park District Team Holiday Party. So if you haven't RSVP'd yet, please do, for December 7th at Vince Wright. So you should get the e-bite. The conference is coming up, so please let me know. Just give me shoot me an email if you're planning on going, what days you would like to go, and we will get you all signed up. We will be getting we have our official meeting on Monday for distinguished accreditation. But if we're awarded, which I think we will be, we'll get that plaque at the IPRA conference on Friday afternoon during the luncheon. So if you'd like to come down just for that, that would be great too, or Friday and Saturday, just shoot me an email and we'll get you all registered, or Jenny will. Based on last month's meeting about our active transport port, Aaron put links to our websites for different trails throughout the area. So that's in Glencoe, Cook County Forest Preserve, and the city of Chicago. So those all can be accessed on our webpage.
That's great.
So that's great. The village of Glencoe is kicking off their 150th anniversary celebration. And I have to say it that way because I can't say the word. Let's say I'll know. And so that kicks off next Friday, so hopefully everybody will join it. This is really a village celebration on Friday. They'll be doing the tree lighting, but they're getting a new tree that was donated from the chalet, and they'll be replacing the other one and putting the new one in probably this week or next week. It's about 20 feet tall spruce in that area, in addition to putting more trees by the Wyman Green. We're looking at putting a tree at the gazebo. They'll have a train and Santa and all that, but they're also doing something else which is called the Sip and Stroll, and you can buy glasses and walk around to different shops in town. They'll give you different tastings, so you can get that glass for, I think it's $15. It's a fundraiser. It's very fun.
It's good.
So it's more than, like, if you've been to their tree lighting before in the past, you come and everybody woo, and then 15 minutes later it's dead.
Right.
So I think it'll be a lot more exciting. They'll have reindeer at Wyman Green and things like that.
Cool.
And then along with that, I told them we'll do the day-long free at Watts, because I think probably that building's been there 150 years, so why not celebrate that too?
So,
we'll do that, and Aaron's working with them to cross-promote that. So that's the start of it, and there's going to be a community calendar with all the different events you'll see in our budget. We're doing a few items to help the village celebrate this great anniversary, and one of them is our ceramics classes. We'll be making bowls, and we're going to be asking you all to make bowls too, and we're trying to get 150 bowls. And then we will get the committee's working on getting certificates put in the bowls, so when we sell them next year at Harvest Fest, they can buy a bowl but actually get the same amount of money we're selling the bowls to go to the restaurant, so kind of get people out. And all the money for that will be donated to the food pantry. So
very nice.
We'll let you know when you're going to come make a bowl. We're going to do a bowl. We're going to have the village board try to make them. We're going to have the park district staff. You're going to do it. Yeah, it's going to be fun. Along with that, we're also going to do a lot more for the 4th of July. As you know, they're changing the parade route to end up actually at Lakefront Park. So then we're going to move all the events back in the day. So everything will probably move back about an hour or two because they moved the parade back. And so then we're going to do more entertainment at Lakefront Park. We're going to have a beer garden. All the money from the beer garden will go back into the 4th of July celebration. Food trucks and things like that will be all a part of it. So we'll just make it, we're just going to, and then the fireworks celebration will be bigger and better. And both of this cooperation, both of the organization are sharing the cost to make those in a more exciting event. So we're excited about that. And they're asking everybody to make floats. So they're trying to go back to
that was fun.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
When each neighborhood would make a float.
And so, floats.
Yeah.
Really cute.
So they're hoping that everybody builds a float. The Park District is too. Chris is really excited about that. We're hoping for an intern that will build the float. Yeah, so we'll just work on that. So we'll do at least one float, and all of our tractors will be in and stuff. But that's kind of what we're doing to celebrate it. But they're going to develop a community calendar with all the different activities throughout the year. As Chris was in his report, as in my report, both of ours, the South Bend Cubs came out and worked with Chris's team. We have a lot of knowledge on both sides. We just don't have a lot of manpower. So how many guys did they bring?
Six.
Worked with his team, and I think they both taught each other different things, so that was exciting.
Some exchanges of some trade secrets out there.
Readers of Leaders, I attended that at South School, and it's talking about the Park District, so it's always interesting. They were very excited. They asked some really good questions, so that's nice. List of dates. And I think that's it. That's all I have. Any questions? Okay.
All right, then we will move on to action items. I entertain a motion to accept the Glencoe Active Transportation Plan as presented.
Second.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Any thoughts?
Yes.
Go ahead.
First of all, I think it's really great that we have an active transportation plan and that it was a cooperative program with the village park district and the school district. I think the challenge is going to be implementing the plan. There are still some loose ends when it comes to implementation. The whole Maple Hill intersection is something that needs additional look. Another additional look is, as a cyclist, the idea of cycling up Dundee from the Botanic Garden is a little daunting. And I think there's an alternate route you could take. But overall, I'm very impressed with the work, and I'm glad that we have it. And as I was going through the plan earlier today, I could help us check off some of the boxes already. One of the things they really stressed were places for parking bikes. And of course, as I drove in today, I was very aware of the tremendous increase in the number of parking facilities for bicyclists in plan. We don't plan, so that's. So we can say, yeah, we like the plan so much, we've already done part of it.
Anybody else?
I was thinking, just briefly, I was thinking last week when we had the committee meeting about the playground, we talked about, you know, maybe there's an opportunity there to improve the, what would you call that, the east side entrance to take care of sort of families dropping off kids that participate in that program that I don't have anything specific, but as we think about that and Old Green Bay Lanier Park, some recommendation in this plan to look at that hill that's out there by the road and the sidewalk ramp that kind of goes right into Green Bay Road without an obvious place that you can cross to, that all of those are kind of connected together. So
it's accepting a plan, but it doesn't have the details of the. Yeah. But like you said, it makes you aware of every project we do that we think about. Let's go back to the plan and see what was talked about, and then come up with a viable solution at that time. So,
I think it's safe to say we've got the crosshairs on that hill out there for next spring.
I think I might already send an email.
Yeah,
get rid of that mound next year. So you'll see that being removed in the spring.
Right.
Oh, that does remind me when I was running. I'm ashamed to say it wasn't last week. It was
four weeks ago.
There's this kind of a swale area out by that hill that doesn't look nearly as good as the ones in the back. I was wondering if there was a problem out there or if that.
Yeah. Just not to go too far down the rabbit hole, but the swales in the parking lot, they were originally planted in a fashion that it's very difficult to maintain. You know, when you're looking at something that might have 20 or 30 different plant species in it, that's not something that you have to have someone standing next to it to pull the weeds as they come up. So looking at some of those areas in the parking lots, we're focusing on kind of trying to focus on some more simpler plantings, you know, maybe get it down to two or three, and then also to scale back some of the less lower impact areas so we can spend more time in some of the higher impact areas. Those particular swales in the early childhood parking lot, they're green, but there's just a lot of different stuff in there. I mean, we have a horticulturist with a master's degree, and he's out there with a book trying to figure out what everything is. So they're just not, they've gotten to the point where they have to be kind of reset, and that's where we're at with that particular swale, is looking at, you know, the water really wasn't flowing through it, it was getting filled with thistles, so we pulled and grubbed everything out to kind of come up with a new plan for that next year. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I talked to both Karen and Tom when we were looking at that area, and they said we spend, you know, days pulling out weeds, and then it didn't look like we made a difference. So we knew we had to do something different to make it look better.
You know, when we did the swales out in the back here, it was a much simpler, I won't the term pallet, but plantless. And it also came along with a maintenance contract. So, you know, we said, hey, we know these areas are an expansion from your existing inventory, and this is our plan to take care of them at least for the next 3 years. And I think as we kind of look at some of those other areas, we're going to have to look at coming up with a plan, because to Lisa's point, they could spend 20 labor hours on it, and it really doesn't look or function any different than it did before.
Yeah.
Where at the same time might provide significant dividends in a Cock Park or a Shelton Park, which is a much higher visibility area.
Mm-hmm. Or even the walk, where people and kids are getting to see nature and
are enjoying it. Yeah.
So it's kind of just trying to refocus ourselves on more higher impact, higher functioning areas versus something that, you know, seemed like a really good idea, but we haven't really kept it up to where we needed to for the last 15 or 20 years.
Couldn't it just be rocks?
Or could it just be grass?
It could just be regular grass. I mean, I'm hesitant to just, you know, go into the pulling everything out mode, but I think we have to kind of pull back and look at what we really want to do well and do that well.
Correct.
Right.
That answers your question. It's like a
okay, so we're still in this motion.
Better than
next time. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But we had next time, and we got it, I think, so.
Okay. So if there's nothing further, we will have the roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Kimball?
Yes.
Commissioner Ludden?
Yes.
Commissioner Underdunk?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes, motion passes. I entertain a motion to approve the land acquisition policy as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that?
It reduces liability and supports our district.
It does.
It does. Seems very reasonable.
It's something that with Proderma highly recommends for our loss control. And as we know, we talked about
it anyway.
Yep,
so, yeah.
We do. So it's nice to have policy to back up those decisions. Yes, it will. All right.
Okay. Any other comments or questions about it? Alrighty, so roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Kimball?
Yes.
Commissioner Ludden?
Yes.
Commissioner Underdunk?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes, motion passes.
Excellent.
Okay, other business?
Nothing. Executive session?
Alrighty, so the board will now enter into closed session where no action will be taken. I entertain a motion that pursuant to Section 5 ILCS 120/2 of the Open Meetings Act, the board will enter closed session to discuss personnel and land acquisition as mandated by Section 2.06, parentheses 5 ILCS 120/2, A1 and A3.
So moved. Second.
Any discussion?
Right.
I'm glad you enjoyed that. Those present during the executive session include Commissioners Lisa Shepherd
and Carol.
And Carol. Okay, roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Kimball?
Yes.
Commissioner Ludden?
Yes.
Commissioner Underdunk?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes, motion passes.
Okay.
Okay, I entertain a motion to return to open session.
At what time is it? 8:36.
No discussion. Roll call vote.
Who said first? I'm sorry.
I second.
Okay. Josh,
okay.
Motion second. Okay. Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Kimball?
Yes.
Commissioner Ludden?
Yes.
Commissioner Underdunk?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. So, now the recommended motion is to adjourn.
Yes, we did him. Yep.
Okay. So.
I see a motion. Someone?
Yeah.
Second.
Motion, second.
Entertain a motion to adjourn.
Yep, because that's in case we have an agenda with something we're approving,
okay.
But we
so
don't.
So, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Yes.
Thank you very much.
Oh,
very thoughtful discussion.
Very good. Thank you.